When I started running my business and running my law firm, I only figured I would just focus on handling cases just in my geographical area. Let me tell you something. The first time I got a call from someone from another state asking me if I could represent them in their state, it shocked the crap out of me. As fate would have it, I was doing YouTube videos at the time, and they actually saw a YouTube video of mine, and they called and they asked a very simple question. Would you be willing, even though I know you're in Florida, to travel to South Carolina to handle my case? When this happened, my wife turned to me, and she was the one who effectively said, "Why would you turn down someone who is in another state, or any state, who sees you and wants to use you regardless of the fact that you're here and they're there?" And an amazing thing happened. Hey everyone, my name is Reeves, and this is Reeves' Point of View.
In the know.
Good evening, everyone.
In the know.
Tony Reeves,
fire.
Following the news in any way, shape, or form.
So I want to talk to you about what it means to have a multi-state strategy for your branding as well as for your business. When I first opened my doors as a law firm, at the time, I literally only had my eyes focused on my communities. So I had, you know, I was working out of Polk County, Florida, particularly it was Bartow, Florida. So I thought in my mind, in the grander scheme of things, that the scope of my practice would be limited to either Lakeland, Florida, which was the largest town close by, Bartow, which was the town where my office was located, and then my area where I was at, which was Kissimmee, Florida. So basically those three particular areas. Now, here's where it became more interesting, because even though those were the geographical areas that I thought I could make the greatest impact, a couple of things stood out. First, I had to focus. I was working in an area of practice in a federal administrative area. As long as there was an agency in a particular area of the country, I could work anywhere. So I could handle clients in all kinds of places. That was the first thing I realized. The second thing was that because of the different ways that I was promoting my company and my firm, I was getting exposures to people in areas outside of my geographical area. So I had to learn very early to change my strategy from a local strategy to a multi-state strategy. When I first started promoting my company, I was doing the good old-fashioned normal things. I was handing out business cards. I was trying to get my picture or get my advertisement, you know, connected with other things and so forth that were going on. I had brochures. I was handing them out at events and so forth. You know, I was going to gatherings, just the normal day, you know, like festival, the normal day-to-day things where you have a booth and everything like that. But at the time, I also was developing a very strong social media presence. So in addition to establishing relationship attorneys in those various areas for referral sources and creating and advertising opportunities in those different areas that I was talking about before, like festivals and carnivals and parades and stuff like that, I also had a very pronounced website. I had a very, very robust blog that talked about Social Security things all the time. I also had presence on Facebook, YouTube, and I had a blog. And those things I had. But the fascinating part was, I didn't think any of those things would generate me any cases. So I didn't really worry about those things. But what was happening was, slowly but surely, I was getting a lot of people reaching out to me on those platforms. What does that mean for you in terms of strategy? Well, what that means for you is that when you're looking at your company for whatever services you provide or whatever products you provide, don't just look at it from a limited standpoint of what you can do from the community around you. You have to ask yourself the question, the moment I put it on the World Wide Web, that means there's a worldwide presence of people who may want to engage those services. Because what happens is that when you look at your circumstances for your business from a limited standpoint, a fixed standpoint, you may be summarily cutting yourself out of avenues that may be able to be afforded to you. If somebody's talking about shooting you some serious money because they see the skill sets that you have and they buy into your brand, you have now exposed yourself to a market of people that you never even thought was a reality. So So when you're looking at those numbers in your Google Analytics for your websites and for your social media accounts, don't discount the fact that you have something that you have that resonates with those people. So when you're looking at modifying your presence, whether it be in YouTube, whether it be your website, your blog, your Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, whatever the case may be, you may need to tweak it accordingly so that you can send signals to those persons abroad that you are there to provide services to a wide variety of individuals and not just limit yourself to the community that you serve in the place where you live.